Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in.
Here now, our first piece of scripture coming from the prophet Jeremiah, the 33rd chapter, verses 14 through 16, as he shares news for the people that are captive in Babylon. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days, at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up from David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. My friends, this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second scripture this morning comes from a psalm, Psalm 25, verses 4 through 5. Listen for God's word to you. Make me know your paths, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So we're living in a world where we see things like economic equality running out of control. And we, the church, wonder what our part is in it, all of this. So as we walk into this Advent season, I will keep asking this question: how can our churches become houses for the holy? We're born anew, offering respite, substance, and care, opening the doors even wider to those seeking shelter from the onslaught of life. No one church can do it all, but each can do something. As we study the biblical prophets that call us to care for our neighbor and make room in the inn, the lonely and the frightened spaces within us are filled. So our theme for today is making room. Jeremiah, our first scripture, is sharing a prophecy with the exiled Judeans. You might remember that they and the Israelites were enslaved and exiled to Babylon. They have been there a while. They can't see a future, but they long to go back to their beloved Jerusalem, where the temple had been, back to the way things used to be, back to a land and community that felt comfortable. It was home. Jeremiah and the prophet Isaiah, they are both preaching at the same time, but to different communities, remind each of their people that they must first let go of the old story of how things used to be. And let's be honest, letting go is hard to do. And yet this story and this people, it is critical. They will not return until they let go. They must let go and make room for a new story to be created. I will raise up a righteous branch from David's line, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In the Hebrew Bible, righteousness is oftentimes paired with justice. And it has nothing to do with a feeling that we're better than someone else or that we're justified in what we do. It is a process of lifting others up. It is a process of finding where people's needs are and addressing our energies right to those places of need. Rather than trying to make people fit into boxes that we think they should fit in, taking them where they are, bringing help and growth right there. But let's be honest, letting go of how we think things should be or have been is hard. It's hard. We tend to like things to stay the same. Often we hold on to things and ideas because they feel comfortable. I'm not sure that God thinks we should be comfortable. And I think oftentimes in those moments of uncomfortableness, new ways, possibilities, and hope emerge. Judea, and perhaps us, must let go of the idea that we must go back to the way things were and look forward to the future. So, just a suggestion. We have an opportunity to experience this, experiment maybe with letting go of the old and exploring what and how something new might emerge when we return to the sanctuary sometime next year. Just clarifying, next year. Some of you may have heard me teasingly suggest that you all might want to consider getting chairs with arms to replace the pews upstairs. Why do I even say that? Well, you guys have talked a lot about what happens down in this space, that sense of community that happened when you sat in chairs next to each other. And as we all know, arms are really important. So I suggested, maybe you want to think about this. Maybe you want to think about creating a space that feels like it does down here, but upstairs. I wonder what that would look like if it happened. I'm not suggesting that it should. I'm just dreaming a little bit. I wonder what happens when we actually go with our dreams, our hopes, and we make room for the holy and the way we worship the holy in the space that we create. Letting go also means something personal. You know, when we let go of thoughts, ideas, and things that somewhat clutter our mindset, perhaps we also can think of one thing that we might make room for the holy in this Advent season. Now, before you say, oh, that sounds exactly like Lent, let me tell you, my Lent looks completely different. Just wait. I really don't think we should give up anything in Lent, and I'll get into that during Lent. But Advent, I actually do think it's a place where we make space for the holy to come into our hearts. So I'm going to challenge you to think of one thing, a mindset, an idea, or maybe it's something actually physical that is cluttering your life right now. Could be putting up the darn Christmas tree. Anyhow, oh, that's probably me, right? anyhow, I'll promise you it's not going to change the world. Not going to change the world. But personally, I think it offers this idea of hope, that glimmer of hope that all of us need. And so I'll go back to my question at the beginning of the sermon. How can we as a church become a house for the holy? Where can we and how can we offer respite, substance, and care? Opening our doors wider to those seeking shelter from the onslaught of life. It reminds me of a story. You may have heard it. There was a young couple traveling by donkey to a land of his forefathers. She was quite pregnant. And when they got to town, there was no room. They ran into an innkeeper. Well, actually, no, because that's not in the Bible. There was no innkeeper in the Bible. But they ran into this problem of not having room until somebody thought outside the box and found a safe and warm spot for a baby to be born. How do we make room? What might we need to let go of to make room? And if you're worried about this call to let go of the old story on how we know things as they are, I'll remind you that our psalm reminds us that God will teach us the path we need to go on. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. Amen.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.